would be our prayer tonight, Lord. That as you come, Lord, for we know that you will come. Your word promised, Lord, that where two or three shall gather in your name, you will be in their midst, Lord. So that much, Father, there is not a doubt in our hearts that you will come tonight, and you are even here now, Lord. But our prayer tonight, Lord, is that as you come, Lord, and visit your children, do not pass me by. Lord, may you speak to me tonight. May there be something spoken that would, Lord, do something to me, Father. That, Lord, as we would leave this place, Lord, like they that went to Emmaus, Lord, we would also look back and say, did not our hearts burn? Father, that's what we are desiring tonight, that you will come and say something that will burn in our hearts, that will put a desire in there, Lord, to do something for thy kingdom, to live a life, Lord, that you want us to live. Lord, I pray, Father, do not pass me by, but speak tonight, Father, and help us to enter into your presence. Lord, any other presence, Lord, Father, we do not want, but we want to enter into your presence tonight, that, Father, we may hear from you. That's our prayer, Lord, as we commit this service into your hands. May you take control now, Lord, and visit every heart that's here, Lord, for we are hungering and thirsting for your presence. We ask it in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
Song, leave it there, please.
If the world from you withholds all its silver and its gold, and you have to get along with major fear, just soul is almost sinking in despair. Jesus knows the pain you feel. He can say and he can heal. Just take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. 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 Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. If you trust and never doubt, he will surely bring you out. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. Oh, when your enemies assail and your heart begins to fail, don't forget that God in heaven answers prayer. Oh, he will make a way for you and will lead you safely through. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it. Oh, leave it there. Oh, leave it there. Body dance beneath the wake of Jesus, take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. Let's leave it there.
Stay there, please, bro. We have a special item. You may be seated. Our good, precious brother, Christoph. He's leaving tomorrow back to Hungary. So we're really sad about that. We try to tie the rope to his foot, but he keeps taking it off. But it's been a real privilege to be with him. So he wants to play us an item before he goes. So really been good to be with you, brother. And I really said, please, bro, come back next year. Come and marry one of our sisters and move here. That would be the best thing that could happen. he's a real fine brother, Brother Christoph, and it's been good being with him. So let's listen to that.
Amen. Thank you, brother.
Amen.
It's hard to say anything. I just want to thank you for everything, your kindness and everything, because that's mean a lot for me. And I see Christ in you, and God bless you, all Amen. Of you. I pray for you, Amen. And so I want to sing.
Amen.
I can make it through the day when you with me on the way. In my heart and mind you stay. I can make it through the night when I'm clinging to your light. You will make the darkness bright, for you are speak peace in every breath. Amen. For you are always, always with me. For you are always, from my mother's womb, never hidden from your view, I was always known to you. When I fade away in death, you will catch my final breath, you will take to me my rest.
With me, yeah, amen. Let's stand, saints. Let's read before we come to pray. A lot of things to pray about this evening. Let's read Psalm 141, verse 2. We get our thought from there. Psalm 141, verse 2. This is David speaking to us. He says, "Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice." So we want our prayers this evening to come before. We want to set forth our prayer before him as incense. That's what you want it to be. Then Revelations 8, verse 3 and 4. Let's just see what it says in the New Testament. Revelations 8, verse 3 and 4. "And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer. And there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne, and the smoke of the incense which came up with the prayers of the saints ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. May the Lord bless His word. Thank you, Father, for this day. Thank you for this time. Bless us, Lord, in your word and quicken us to pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you, saints. So we have quite a few prayer requests, but let's get a thought first. I just would like to speak about prayer as incense. No, in another way, we could speak about it as acceptable prayer. What makes certain prayers acceptable? You know, there's certain times that you pray and there's a difference. Now, there's many other times that you pray and it's just a prayer. And the Lord hears that prayer. But there's certain other times when you pray or you hear somebody praying and you know there's a difference in that prayer. You know that something has gone beyond just the ceiling of the church. Something has gone beyond the veil. And you can sense it inside of your soul. That prayer, whatever was said, not so much maybe the words, but there was something that accompanied those words that made that prayer acceptable to the Lord. Somehow that prayer, though you might have said those same words before, now you other people might be saying the same words when you pray, but there's a certain something that accompanies your prayer that makes that prayer acceptable before the Lord, that makes the prayer something that He pays attention to, that He always responds to that type of a prayer. Yeah, and I think here when the Lord's teaching us in Revelation chapter 8, we see that this incense was offered together with the prayers of the saints. Amen. Yeah, and you'll find when Zechariah, he was offering incense in Luke chapter 1. It was the time of the evening sacrifice, and he was offering incense. And as he offered incense, the people would now offer their petitions and their prayers. So that their prayers, the words and the petitions and whatever that it was, would go together with the incense. And you read it in the Bible. If you go and search in the Bible, just look in your concordance for sweet savor and see how many dozens of times it says that this came up as a sweet savor before the Lord. Now, that the Lord was pleased by something that was done. So that's what we desire upon this evening. We want our prayer to come before the Lord as incense. Now we want our prayer that when we come this evening that it does something. You know, if you read it in Genesis chapter 8, you'll see when Noah, when he offered his prayer, Genesis 8 verse 20, it says, and Noah builded an altar to the Lord and took of every clean beast and of every clean fowl and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And the Lord smelled a sweet savor. And the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground anymore for man's sake. You know, so this did something. It moved the heart of God. This prayer, this offering that Noah made. We know many other people have made offerings and the Lord looks down and he sees it. But it never has moved the Lord in that way to, you know, really pay attention and to address that need. But that's what you and I desire this evening. Now, we don't want to just come and multiply words. That's not what prayer is all about. Now, we want to come and have this combination of something, this secret ingredient, because the incense in the temple, I think it was made of 11 different spices, but it was a secret. It was only kept by one family of the priests. Now, there's no formula for, no one knows the formula anymore of the incense that was in the temple, because it was a secret something. It was a certain combination, a blend of spices, which was ordained by the Lord. And he told people, don't play around with this. Don't put this in your house. This is something, it's a specific combination of things that if you offer this with your prayer, this makes your prayer more acceptable before me. This is the something that comes up before me as a sweet savor. And that's what we want upon this evening. You know, doesn't matter how, I don't care about the words that I say tonight, neither do you. Because prayer isn't the words we say. It's a certain atmosphere. It's a certain attitude. It's a certain approach. And all of those things are symbolized by this incense. So it's not just the prayer that's being made, but it's the something which surrounds that prayer. That's something that distinguishes one prayer from another. Now, you've prayed many times before, and you might have prayed a really long prayer, but you just know when you got off your knees that, hey, that really didn't get where it was supposed to. And there's other times you can pray just a minute. You know, you can just pray. You might just stop your car by the side of the road because you've got a burden on your heart. And you just pour out your heart and it's just a sweetness. And it changes the atmosphere around you. And it changes your day. You know, just all of a sudden you're in another dimension for the day, and so many things maybe we're pressing in before, so many troubles and strife and things in your mind. And then, you know, all of those things that were pressing in on you and all the things you were going through, it created a certain combination of things inside of your life that brought about a certain something from your heart. And maybe only those things you were going through could have produced that effect. And that is why the Lord allowed you to go through those things. So everything you've been through this week and everything you've been through today, if we'll put it in the hands of the Lord, that was to create a certain hunger and a thirst, a certain blend of something inside of our souls, so that you would come before the Lord today and straight from our hearts. The preparation of prayer this evening has been the things we've gone through. You know the times you come to prayer meeting and you're thinking right through the day or through the week, you're saying, if I can just get there to the house of the Lord, I'm going to pour my soul out before the Lord. Yo, Satan, you're doing this to me now, but when I get there together with the children of God and I get into the presence of God, there's going to be a difference. When you come to pray with that kind of an attitude, because there's a preparation. So the Lord says you've got to offer this incense on the golden altar, which is the altar right before the Shekinah glory. So this types prayer. You know, there's a special fragrance of prayer. And he says you need to take certain types of spices. And he says take these spices and you beat them small. So these were beaten spices. So to bring the fragrance out that made that incense a sweet savor before the Lord, that fragrance, those spices had to go through a lot of things. They had to be beaten and they had to be bruised. Just left to themselves. There was a lot of potential in them, but they needed to go through certain things to bring out that fragrance. Now that types the soul of a believer. You know, that types, you look at Job when he made that offering, when his children were taken away and his wife was saying, curse God and die. And he lost everything which he had. All that combination of things brought him to a place that what came forth from his soul when he says, the Lord has given and the Lord has taken away, blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord recorded that in his book as a memorial. That came up as a sweet savor before the Lord. And the Lord was like saying, have you considered my servant Job? That kind of a prayer and that kind of a time. That shows that prayer is something that comes from the heart. Many times you hear the young guys, they want to make a lot of noise in prayer and out shout each other and stuff. That's not what prayer is. Prayer may not even be that you even speak a word. Prayer can just be you something pouring out from your heart. That you're waking up in the middle of the night and something's inside of your heart. And you can just pour out your soul before the Lord. Because God looks upon the heart. Yeah, and God allows circumstances and situations because he wants us not just to pray prayer, but there to be a fragrance, a special secret something that you know it when it happens. You know, it's like that incense. If you smelt that incense in the temple, you would know this is that sacred incense, but you didn't know how to recreate it. No, it was something that only the Lord could put together. And that's what it is as well when we come to real prayer. And you have those special times where you have times when you open up the word and you've read maybe those scriptures before and you've got up every morning in the week to seek the Lord and now you're getting up and there's something different now. Now there's a certain combination of things have made it different. You're approaching it with a certain earnestness, a certain, I don't know what is, an attitude. Because that incense had to be prepared. Now the priest didn't just come to the temple and say, okay, let me throw these things together and make some incense. No, there was a prescribed way. And they had to take certain portions of certain spices and things, myrrh and all these cassia and whatever, beat them, put them together in a certain mix so that when the time of prayer came, they already had everything prepared. You know, so it really, really shows if we want our prayer to come up as incense, there's got to be a preparation in our prayer. You know, the real prayer that you pray and the real prayer that I pray that's powerful is when you've had those requests in your heart the whole day. Now, you know exactly what it is you're coming to speak to the Lord about. Maybe during work you've been so busy. Maybe your mind has been the greatest battle ever fought. But there's been those things inside of your soul. And you've just been longing through the day to say, if I can just get an opportunity to pour this out before the Lord. If I can just be have an opportunity to come before his throne. To come into the presence of the Lord. You know exactly what it is you wanting to pray. Now, genuine prayer is not getting there and now you're trying to think, what am I going to pray? You know, yeah, that's not how it works. No. Imagine if you had an audience before the king or somebody like, and they offered you and says, faithful, you got an audience with the king and you got them. And you go, my faithful servant, what is it that you desire? And he didn't know what to say. No. So what? Why did you come? Why did you want an audience with me? No, there's got to be a preparation. There's got to be an approach. There's got to be a something from the heart. It's got to be something that's deep inside of you that's coming from your heart, not just coming from your mind. Because I don't believe anything that comes from the human mind can ever be as incense before the Lord. Because our minds are so polluted. Our minds can be so deceived. But from the soul of a believer, from the heart of a believer, especially when the Lord puts you through certain things to bring forth a certain fragrance from your heart, a certain fragrance from your soul, it's that which accompanies your words. It's not so much the words you're saying, but it's that attitude, that approach, that deep, that burden inside of you. That's what the Lord pays attention to. That's the thing that he responds to. And when now it comes up before him as a sweet savor, then you find now the atmosphere changes. He always responds to that kind of a prayer. It's like his ear is attentive to that kind of a prayer. And when you pray that kind of a prayer, you know you've prayed that kind of a prayer. You know there's a difference now. This isn't just my normal prayer that I prayed, but this has produced something. That's why if you want to know in your life what is the correct combination of spices for the incense of your life now, it's different for every believer. It's different for every season. Because in your prayer this evening, you might need to have a little bit of an extra dose of confession in your prayer. Before you, and maybe you can only have a little bit of petition or a little bit of request before the Lord, because that's where you are. There's other times when maybe it's a big dose of praise. You just wanted to come before the Lord. You've been walking with the Lord. Your sins are under the blood. You don't need to worry much about confession. You're not coming before the Lord to make, what would be the word? When it's for supplication to the Lord. You're not coming to plead before the Lord for things that you need. At that junction in your life, the fragrance that's coming from you, I just want to worship the Lord for what he's done. As I look back at this year, I just want to thank the Lord for his goodness and the things that he's done. It's like the Lord's Prayer. There's different spices in there. You know, there's different things, different parts. I think 7 different parts of the Lord's Prayer. Every time you pray, it's going to be different. There's certain times there you're saying, forgive us our trespasses. As we forgive them that trespass against us. But there's other times when you're saying, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. That will be the main emphasis. That's what's really coming forth from your heart, because that's what you're going through at that time. You know, so there's this combination of things. The Lord knows how to bring forth from us what's pleasing to him. And if you'll just surrender ourselves and give it into his hands, he knows exactly. But we do have the responsibility of the preparation. We do have the responsibility of coming to the house of not being double-minded in our prayer, not being aimless in our prayer, not being sidetracked so much during the day by the affairs of this life that our minds are so caught up. That, you know, you come to the house of the Lord and everyone else is getting into prayer and you're still thinking about your calculus or your statistics or your business management or whatever that it is, or your calculations of your mortgage payment for the end of the month. No, we have a role to play in this. But he's the one who knows how to bring out of our lives that something that is pleasing before him. And what a blessed thing if we could come this evening and offer up something that is pleasing to the Lord. That'll come up before him as a sweet savor. Because the moment it comes up before the Lord as a sweet savor, his glory starts to manifest itself in the midst of his people. His glory starts getting deeper and deeper because it's pleasing to the Lord. The prophet says in new ministry, you know, there's just certain things that we can say. So it's not so much the words you say. Yeah, maybe you've said those words before, but there's a certain time that you'll just say something to someone. Or you'll just say something to the Lord. And because of this, in this atmosphere, there's something around and behind what you said. It's different this time. He says there's a certain things we can say that takes hold with the Holy Spirit. Now you say it, and now you've got the tension of the Most High. Now he's inclined his ear. You can tell you've touched his heart because his spirit responds. You can see the atmosphere changes. You can feel something inside your soul that, wow, this is what I was desiring. And you just want to press in now and take advantage of that situation when it comes. Because it's not always like that. It's not all prayer meetings are the same. You know, the worst thing is a cold prayer meeting. Because as we'll see, to offer the incense, there were two ingredients. It was the incense, and what else did you need? You needed fire. You needed the fire from off the altar. You had to go and get that fire that God kindled. It was divine fire that lit the fire that they put inside of the altar of the brazen altar. So you had to go with your censer and take out those coals from the brazen altar, those coals that had the sacrifice, the burnt offering, and the fat and the blood was dripping down into those coals, which was lit by divine fire. Then you would take that. Then you would take that sweet incense and you'd pour it out on the fire. Without the fire, the incense could never bring forth the fragrance. It was the fire. It was the quickening. It was the Holy Ghost in essence. And you're taking everything and putting it into the hands of the Lord. And the Lord is now quickening what you're going through. And it's bringing forth something from your soul. Yeah, and that's how we never want to be cold when you come into a prayer meeting, because incense gets nowhere when it's cold. No, you might have to take the incense and actually put it right up to your nose to smell it when it's cold. But when you get the fire, divine fire, together with that incense, it's going to fill the room with its fragrance. And what a sweet thing it is. One person here tonight can say the right thing and bring the glory of God down. So imagine the potential of all of us saying the right thing. That's what happened in the book of Acts. That's when the building would shake when they were praying. That's when the glory of God would come down and they'd be filled with the Holy Ghost and go forth and speak the word of God with boldness. It's because they had approached. There was something. That's us saying you can't define this. You can't put this in a recipe book. You can't put this as a formula. But there's something, the prophet says, you know you strike it when you've struck it. There's something you can hit in heavenly places, and when you hit it, you know that that's a difference. Something's taken place here. So it says just certain things you can say that takes hold with the Holy Spirit. Just certain things that pleases him just right. And when you say that thing, I want you to notice Jesus said, you can have what you say. You know, so you know it. It's not you just beating around the bush and you just saying things from your mind and, like he says, fumbling for words. That doesn't get any of the attention of the Lord. But he speaks here of Banks Woods and Lyle Woods and how they were out there fishing in the boat. And Banks Woods must have been thinking back to say, but the Lord has been good to me. Yeah, the Lord. Imagine, we were Jehovah's Witness boys. Remember Lyle? We used to be Jehovah's Witness boys. And yeah, we used to run around and plow. And there was that woman. Remember that lady used to testify and tell us about the Lord and tell us how we needed to be saved. And we never forgot what she did. And the Lord blessed what she said to us. We should go back to that woman now and tell her we got saved. And the prophet says, as soon as he said that, we should go and tell her that we got saved. That pleased the Lord. He says, and the Holy Ghost, the glory of God, came down upon the prophet. And he stood up in the boat. And he said, thus saith the Lord. You'll see a resurrection of life. And Banks Woods and them were saying, what's going on? And Brahma says, you said the right thing. Amen. Friends, you and I can say the right thing. Amen. And bring the Holy Ghost down. Yeah. Do you realize that you and I, anyone here, can dictate what's going to be preached on Sunday? Amen. You can bring the Holy Ghost down upon a person. There's many times you're preparing for church. Saturday evening, you feel it. There just comes a quickening power. You're doing things just the same as you normally do. And then you get up in the morning on a Sunday and there's that real quickening. And you know God is going to be with us in the service today. It's not that the minister's done something different. Somebody said the right thing. Somebody touched his heart. Something came up as a sweet savor before the Lord. And then the Lord, heaven responded now. And the quickening power comes out. You'll see that in the Bible. Jehoshaphat and them, when they stood before the Lord and they said, Lord, we have no might against this army, but our eyes are upon you. Amen. And then it pleased the Lord until the Holy Ghost fell upon the prophet. And he said, fear not, stand ye still. You shall not have to fight in this battle, for the battle is the Lord's. Amen. Go ye down by the cliff of Ziz tomorrow morning. And told them what to do. But it was somebody said the right thing. And that's what you want in this evening, to say the right thing. He says, unconsciously, Banks must have said the right thing. So it's not just trying to find the right words in your mind. This is something from the soul. This was something that he had been thinking about, obviously, meditating upon. This was something that was a deep inside of Banks Woods. And he was saying, but wow, I'll never forget that lady, the way she testified. We were speaking last night when Sister Aggie was at our house and Brother Christoph about the guy, one guy who testified to me. You know, and I thought of it. I said, wow. You know, sometimes you think back and say, Lord, if you can just bless that man for what he did. It's good. That's pleasing to the Lord. Now, it's pleasing to the Lord when you come back like the leper that was healed and say, you know, thank you, Lord, for what you've done. And the Lord didn't only heal him physically, but he fully healed him now. The rest were healed physically, but that was the end of it all. But we can say the right thing, and I'm sure you want to say the right thing. And the prophet says, when Banks said that, all of a sudden something struck me because he said the right thing. Now you can be out there on the street, and you say the right thing to somebody, and the Holy Ghost strikes them inside of their soul. Maybe they've heard many people testifying to them in days and times gone by. But this time what was said was pleasing to the Lord. And God will always vindicate it when it was pleasing to him. Because like I said, whenever you say something that pleases the Lord, he comes on the scene. You sense it straight away. When you start praying and you get out of your boo-hoo kind of prayer, you know, we go through the boo-hoo stage, oh, woe is me, and all of this. Once you move beyond the human realm of prayer, and now you're getting to the stage that we know not how to pray as we ought, but now the Holy Ghost starts teaching you to pray according to the will of God. And you start yielding, and things are coming in your heart, things you never thought of praying when you started praying. And the Lord's laying things on your heart, and you're praying now, and maybe you'd even forgotten about that person for years. And the Lord puts the burden inside of your heart. You now start praying according to the will of God. You feel it in your prayer. Amen. You know, this is different now. And when you start praying, there's still the quickening power. The atmosphere is different. It's like incense has gone up before the Lord. This was pleasing to the Lord. The other part was prayer, but this was effective prayer. This was acceptable prayer. This wasn't just prayer, this was prayer, and there was an incense that went up together with that prayer that made it a sweet-smelling odor before the Lord. And oh, friends, those are the things that we desire. So, but the incense first had to be beaten, yeah? So there had to be certain things to bring about that fragrance, to prepare things so that that odor could come forth. Then the incense had to be burnt. That's the key, friends, is it not? Yeah, you and I know what it's like when you try to pray without the Holy Ghost quickening our prayer. It's hard, isn't it? You get tired. It's like trying to preach when there's no anointing there. You know, like I said, you take up to about Thursday to recover when that happens because it's tough. And when that happens to you once or twice, you never want that to happen to you again. Amen. And it's the same in prayer. We don't want our prayer life to get cold so that when you bring in the incense and we're pouring it, it doesn't kindle. There's no fragrance coming forth. It doesn't change the atmosphere. But when we're praying the right kind of a way, you just move from the outer court. Doesn't take you long. You're moving beyond the candlesticks. You've moved now beyond the table of showbread. You've hit now the golden altar. Put the incense on there. The fragrance now comes up before the Lord. Now you enter into the Most Holy. Now you're in the Shekinah presence of God. Now you've got his ear. Now his heart is set towards you and you can sense it and you know. Those are the times, ask what you will. What is it that you desire from me? Ask what you will and it shall be done because it's come up before the Lord. The prophet says in the token, he says, watch now, when we pray, we must have the token to present with our prayers. This is the token. This is something we've got to present with our prayers. You know, there's this anointing, this life, this atmosphere, this aroma of Christ That something that we took off the brazen altar where the blood of the lamb and all of that was, and you know, kindled in the fire, then we put the incense and it does something. You know, and when you're praying, you know, this isn't just me presenting my prayer before the Lord. There's something else I'm also presenting. And it comes from deep within. It's your attitude. It's your approach. It's an atmosphere that you've created. It's your gratitude. It's your worship. Whatever that it is at that time. But you're presenting something with your prayers. And every single time you do that, you know it and you feel it. The prophet says, if you say, okay, I'll skip that. He says, little old Hattie right there sitting at the back of the building, her heart off the things of the world. She said, Brother Bram, that's nothing but the truth. She didn't just say it from here. God spoke from her heart. He said, it wasn't just her words. But she got herself an atmosphere. She was meditating on what the prophet was saying. She was thinking back maybe to the goodness of the Lord in years gone by. And saying, yeah, when he's saying that the Lord is Jehovah Jireh, that's true. I know that he's Jehovah Jireh. That's nothing but the truth. And that so pleased the Lord until the prophet says the glory of God fell down until the building almost fell apart. He says Banks would fell into his soup. If you couldn't read, he actually fell face down into his soup. That's a powerful thing. I told you before, our good friend from Lithuania, Brother Zilmanis, he's been here before years back. The saints know him, Esther's dad. He's a pastor. And he always wanted to go to Israel. He never had a chance until a few years back. But he had one desire. He was saying, Lord, I want to meet the 144,000. And he prayed for years. And he really prays a lot. And now he got an opportunity to go late in the year with his dad to Israel. He got there. And he wanted to see the 144,000. So they went down by the Temple Mount. They wanted to go in the synagogue. But you Gentiles, you're not allowed in the synagogue. And then finally, this one Jewish rabbi had some mercy and said, what is it that you desire? He said, we just want to see Jewish worship. We want to see the genuine Orthodox Jews worship. They said, okay, come to a certain place at a certain time on the Sabbath. There's a place that Gentiles can go, can stand at, like on the outskirts. And Brother Zilmanis said, we got there, me and my dad. There was a lot of people there. He says, we are packed in. He says, when those people started to pray, he said, the glory of God came down. He said, it was fearful. He said, if it wasn't that I was packed in with people, I would have fell on my face because of the fear of God that came down in that place. Friends, that is, and imagine, that's 144,000. What about when his bride calls upon his name? What about when his sons and daughters, now they're the servants of God, we his sons and daughters. What is it when a son or a daughter of God approaches Papa the right way? You're coming with a certain approach. You're coming with a certain attitude. You're coming with incense together with your prayer. You're presenting the token now. It's not just you speaking, but there's something quickening you and speaking through you in the things that you say. Something's going to change. What is the example we give? You're going to be exactly the same as Hannah. That year, she offered incense with her prayer. Many years she'd come and just offered her prayer. But this time there was something different and she knew it. And the proof of this was the glory came down on the high priest and he gave the benediction, the blessing to her. So not only did she feel in her soul, she knew she was no more sad, but she got a double portion because the glory came down on the prophet, the high priest, and he blessed her. And if you read the original, he doesn't say, let it be so. He says, it shall be so. He actually prophesied over, if you go and see. And she knew when she went from that place, something's different. And because of that, I'm sure when she got back now to Elkanah's camp, everybody could see she was different. Now, she wasn't burdened anymore. You know, she wasn't carrying an extra pack of tissues in her pocket all the time like before, feeling sorry for herself. Something had changed. This time she approached his provided place of worship a different way. This time when she came to the prayer meeting, she knew exactly what she was going to pray. There was a burden, there was a deep, there was a preparation, there was an atmosphere, there was an attitude, whatever it was. Before, she was very selfish in her prayer. Now every year she'd come and say, Lord, how long will it be that these people will persecute me? Lord, how long will it be that you don't give me children? Lord, I've tried to be faithful to you. But this year she came and she had, when she came with that correct approach, that incense, the incense stripped off all of her human foolishness. And she said, Lord, if you will give me a man child, I'll give him back to you. And now she prayed according to the will of God, because God needed a prophet, because it was time for the kingdom of David to come in. So now she prayed according to the will of God, and she knew it when she prayed it. And there was a confirmation that she went away from there, and she would never be the same. You know, so the final thing that it says is that this prayer has to ascend up to God. You know, many times we're praying so that people can hear what we're saying. That's not acceptable prayer. You know, we wanted to pray. Sometimes we preach in our prayer. You know, Lord, I thank you that Adam, when he was in Eden, you remember your son Adam, Lord. And then Abel, Lord, when he came with the lamb, and you go through the whole alphabet of the characters of the Bible. And you're praying for just for the food. And brothers are saying, but hey, what's going on? No. When you pray, enter into your closet and pray to your Father in secret. And he who hears in secret will reward you openly. That's genuine prayer. Don't be like the Pharisee who stands there and he makes broad his phylacteries and he has his tassels there and his bells and he stands there in public and, Lord, I thank you that I'm not like this man over here. Yeah. But now there came another man, and look at the incense with his prayer. Look, his main ingredient in that incense was confession. He came and he beat his breast and he said, I'm not even worthy to look up to heaven. And he went away justified. He was the one who touched the heart of God. And his situation changed because of the way he approached the Lord. So incense must ascend up to God. This is something for his glory. We're praying for his name's sake. We're praying, we're saying, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. We're saying, hallowed be thy name. When that's coming from your heart, friends, that's going to start becoming a sweet fragrance before the Lord. You know, because now we're moving beyond the humanistic realm of prayer. We're moving beyond the flesh. You know, we're moving into that realm. That prayer now is being offered with a quickening. There's a fragrance. There's a difference in that kind of a prayer. Now, it says in Psalm 141, which brings us to our prayer request. It says, let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. We want that. And then you go and see in Revelation, it says the prayers of the saints. Can you see? It wasn't just the prayer of the saint. The prayer of the saints was like odors before the Lord. So there's power when the children of God gather together for prayer. When there's the prayers of the saints. We may store up those prayers. We prayed for those years. We came together and we put all of our prayers. And the Lord was taking that sweet fragrance that was coming up. We're praying for a church. We're praying for another place to go and worship. And the Lord was storing that all away in the golden bowls. Those vials now. It says that's the prayers of the saints. Then in due season now, when the Lord's appointed time has come, it says those angels come before the throne of God and they pour out the prayers of the saints. And it comes up before the Lord. And he remembers his covenant. He remembers his promises as well. That's why never think that your prayers are in vain. No genuine prayer offered with a genuine incense, the presence of God, is not stored. Either God answers it or it's stored up in heaven. It's either answered or it's stored up. You might have prayed for years concerning marriage. God's appointed time may be near. At his appointed time now, he just lets pour it out before him. And it comes up as a sweet savor before the Lord. And the Lord says, remember like the king that time with Mordecai. And the records were now read before the king. And he said, what happened to this man? Did anybody reward him? This was 10 years ago. No, we need to do something about it now. That's what the Lord does. It comes up before the Lord and he says, oh, my daughter, what about her in marriage? She's been praying all. No, my Lord, she's not yet married in a drama. And the Lord says, no, we need to do something about it now. Get the events moving now to bring about the fulfillment. When his appointed time has come, so let it come up, friends. Let us unite ourselves together. It's the prayers of the saints that makes it. Listen, now he finishes a new ministry. Now, every one of you, not only ministers, but all of you ought to pray for these people. It's going to be a prayer line. You don't know what God might do for you while you pray for somebody else. What if you would say the right thing? There's a woman standing there. She's so sick. They have to hold her up. What if your prayer would be the right thing? Imagine your prayer is the one that has the incense that touches the heart of God on behalf of somebody else. Because the Lord said to Job, Job, I'm not going to listen to these people. These friends of yours, they cut off from my presence until you pray for them. Hey, and Job had to come, and that was pleasing to the Lord. Because when he came, for him to really pray from his heart with incense in his prayer means from his heart he had to forgive those brothers what they did. And that's how the Lord said it to him. You need to pray for them. Because you can't come into the presence of God when that atmosphere is there and condemn any mortal person. You can't do it. That shows Job, when he got there, he laid all that burden aside that he had towards them. And when he prayed now for them, the Lord healed him, the Bible says. That's what the prophet's saying there. What if your prayer would say the right thing? Just like Banks said the right thing. Like Hattie said the right thing. What if you would say the right thing? Your prayer to cause God to come down and do something. Friends, you've seen it many times. I've seen it so many times. We've all seen it. We've seen it at the end of the prayer meeting when somebody prays and you can sense there's an incense. Heaven's paying attention to this prayer. The atmosphere changes. People can sense inside of their souls that this person's saying the right thing. Maybe they've said the same words many times, but there's something different this time. It's an attitude. It's something from the heart now. It's not a divided mind. It's not being prayed so that people can hear that I can pray very powerful prayers. But it's incense coming up before the Lord. They've forgotten about people. And they've got themselves before the throne. And their soul is now coming before the Lord. And prayer is coming up as incense before the Lord. What a wonderful thing. He says, if you say the right thing, your prayer to cause God to come down and do something. See? This is not just one person. This is the church of the living God. Everybody, it says, everybody be in prayer. I like that. Because the prophet knew there's certain ones here that I might not be able to enter in for them. But maybe you can feel for that person the right way. So that there's the right blend of spices in the feeling when you pray that prayer that comes up before the Lord as incense. And then the Lord comes down and heals. And you know, us as ministers, we feel big guys. Yeah, I prayed for those people that were healed. And when you get there that day, you'll have no reward. Because the Lord said, it wasn't you. It was that sister there on the back. You didn't even know her name, but she prayed the right kind of a prayer. And that's why this person was healed. And let it be so. But let the Lord be glorified in the midst of his people. Let our prayer come before him in an acceptable way. So here's our request as we come to pray. Obviously, we pray for Brother Christoph as he flies tomorrow at 5 o'clock to go back in the evening. May the Lord bless him and his family and the saints there. We hope to meet them there soon. Let's pray for Brother Barry Coffey and his church. Just within 1 week when we were there in Holland, there was one brother in their church on a motorbike, just came back to church, over a hill, smashed into a truck and died instantly. A family that had been away from the Lord for years. That person died. 2 days before that, 3 days before that, another brother was riding a motorbike and a car knocked him off and rode right over him. Crushed all his ribs, broke so many bones. He was in intensive care, I think, for almost 2 weeks. Had 7 operations so far. The same time, Brother Barry's son's wife, her grandmother, a believer, she died suddenly. And at the same time, a young baby, 6-month-old, needed a heart opener, heart operation. All in a space of time. Friends, when God does that, he's creating a certain fragrance. He's bringing a certain something that the saints of God can enter in and something can be done. So I'd say, saints, let's really pray for them. Brother Barry went back to hold the funerals and all of that. So I'd say, let's really lift them up in prayer. That's not an easy situation. Let's pray for Sister Aggie. By the grace of God, their company, some of it was taken over by another company, but she stayed with the original company. The company that was taken over, especially there in Malaysia, the man who owned their company before, who continued on with that section of people, the people never got their salaries the next week. The money's disappeared from the account. So there's a lot of her former colleagues now that don't have money. All of a sudden, they just don't get any money. So the sister was really saying, please, my colleagues haven't received their salaries, some for more than a week. Let's really pray for them that they'll receive their salaries and get what's due to them. That's not an easy situation. Brother George as well, you'll see Sister Liana and family aren't here today because someone tried to break into Brother George's house at 4 a.m. this morning, took the lock out of the door and was trying to break in, and Brother George heard them, went down and chased the guy away. But they need a locksmith to come and fix the lock. So until that's done, nobody can leave the house. So let's pray for Sister Liana and the family so they can be back in church. Brother George's friend, Uriah, he always speaks about her. He prayed many times years before, and the Lord blessed her in many ways. She's his friend. She has a cancerous cyst. They found it in her womb. And on Monday, she's going to hospital to have the womb and affected parts removed. So she's really asking for prayer about that. So that's a real big one. Then we have water baptism next weekend. Let's pray for that. It's wonderful when people want to be baptized. So please do keep that in. If anybody else wants baptism, let us know. And finally, our church relocation, we're getting there. But there's a great war going on. It's like we're pushing and it's getting. Here's the finish line, both with Clan Credo and with the contract. We're pushing and we just about went over the finishing line this week, and then they pushed back a little bit. But I believe tonight, just one push and we're over the finish line. I do believe it, saints. We are that close. If we just one, we just come before the Lord and our prayer comes up as incense before the Lord. And we say, Lord, we don't want this place for our glory, but you want a place for your glory. We want a place where your people can rejoice in you. That can be a lighthouse, that you'll send people from that area there if they want to know the way, the truth, and the life. I believe the Lord will help us now to hit that finishing line. And we'll come back even on Sunday and we'll give a testimony to the saints, it is finished. And that's what we're desiring to do. So saints, we have a lot of prayer. So let's ask Brother Jesse to lead us in one song and whatever else is upon your heart. So that's Brother Christoph. Let's pray for him. Brother Barry Coffey and the church, let's pray for them. Let's pray for Sister Aggie's colleagues. Pray for Brother George and the issue of the locksmith at home. Let's pray for Uriah, his friend with his cancerous cyst, for water baptism next week, and for the relocation of our church. So there's many things to pray. Anything else that the Lord lays upon your heart? Let's stand, let's sing, and let's really come before the Lord today, saints. Let's pour out our hearts before the Lord, and let's seek his face. Maybe, Brother George, you help us. Maybe you could sing that one. We enter in. I enter in beyond the temple.
We enter in to the temple. Give thanks to the Ancient of Days to honor him for his mercies unto us. Give thanks to the Ancient of Days. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Shout all ye people, how excellent is thy name. Praise his name. Mercies unto us. Oh, give thanks to the Ancient of Days. We enter in, we enter in into the temple. Give thanks to the Ancient of Days. For his mercies unto us. Give thanks to the Ancient of Days. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Shout all ye people, how excellent. Hey! praise to the Ancient of Days.
Ancient of Days.
Give thanks to the Ancient of Days.
Ancient of Days.
Give thanks to the Ancient of Days.
Let's pray, saints. Let's put ourselves before the Lord.
Savior, knowing in thee, Lord Father, that Lord, you Jesus, the Ancient of Days, who sitteth, Lord, Father, precious Savior, Lord, even upon the mercy seat, Lord, Father, knoweth the cries and the petition, Lord, even of your children, even upon this night, Lord, and be glad to come, Lord, unto thee, Lord, Savior, Lord, even as the pastor, Lord, so stressed, Lord, that, Lord, we long, Lord, Savior, for this moment, Lord, we long for this time, Lord, Savior, God, when we, Lord, Savior, can come, Lord, Savior, Father, Lord, and pray, Lord, that congregational prayer, Lord Savior. Father, Lord Savior, we can launch up to thee, Lord Savior, by the way of this portal. Father, thou hast, Lord Savior, Father, prescribed and made. Even upon this day, Lord Savior, God, oh Jesus, we come, Lord, that they even work on will be canceled. We pray your grace. We pray your mercy, Lord, even upon this time. Oh, my beloved Savior, Lord, we look. What unto thee, Lord, even upon this time. Lord, thinking of Lord, Savior, where do we go from here? We ask your grace today. We ask your mercy, Lord, even upon him, we pray. Father, lead us, guide us, Lord, Savior. Shepherd us, my Father. I ask even upon this time, Lord, Savior. Lord, we are your children, walking in the sight, evening light, Lord, Savior. Upon this time, Lord Savior. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy, Lord Savior. That atones, Lord Savior. Lord, just keeps us, Lord Savior. We pray your mercy, Lord Savior. Our home, Lord Savior. Oh, Lord Savior, Father. My family comes, Lord Savior. Come, Lord, and partake, Lord. But I pray your grace that this man that I spoke to, Lord, may Lord Savior, Father, or the engineer go by this man. Lord, and make a way that all things will take a change. Lord, pray, Lord Savior. Oh, that be Lord Savior. Father, sleep, Lord Savior. Come to be Lord Savior and be able, Lord, to be the humble. Lord, come Sunday, Lord Savior. We pray your grace, O God. We pray your mercy, Lord Savior. But Lord, that is what you do best, Lord. You are able, Lord Savior. Lord, to change, Lord Savior. Lord, the situation, Lord. Father, to make a way. Lord, Father, Lord Savior. And then where there's no way, we pray, Lord Savior. Father, Lord Savior, for your grace. And upon this time, we pray for your mercy, Lord. Even upon the Son, Lord Savior. Oh, Jesus, Lord Savior. Look upon us, Lord Savior. Lord God, Lord Savior, my family should be here. Even upon this night, Lord Savior. My Lord, that was done, Lord Savior. With our last few nights here, Lord Savior. We pray your grace, Lord. We pray your mercy, Lord Savior. And even as brother that prayed, Lord, even upon this day, not for that man touching the door. Lord, may you change his heart, Lord. May you change his situation, Lord. Lord, Father, oh God, Lord Savior. And Lord, men of old, who pray for drunken people, Father, to believe in me, Lord Savior. Oh, Lord Savior, they can pray, Lord Savior. Father, Lord Savior, Lord, a sinner, Lord Savior, Lord, to come to Christ, oh God. We pray your grace. We pray your mercy, Lord, even upon this time. Father, Lord Savior, may you, Lord, let us, Lord, even upon this time. May you, Lord, Savior, Father, guide, Lord, and lead us, Lord, even upon this time, Lord Savior, God. We're looking unto thee, Lord Savior. Bless your church, Lord, your people. Help us, Lord, even upon this time. All the needs that may be there, but undertake, Lord Savior. See, our Lord was supposed to be here, Lord, even upon this night, when that lady come out. Lord, we pray your grace. Come here, Lord Savior. We pray that you, Lord Savior, you'll bring our Lord come Sunday. Lord, Father, lead us kindly. Lord, even in all those needs that we may have, Lord Savior, we ask your grace. Even upon this time, Lord Savior. Oh, for Lord Savior, my family, Lord, for my daughter, Lord Savior, Father, to all trust, my Joseph, Lord
Let's ask Brother Faithful to come and close for us in a word of prayer. Thank you, brother.
Shalom. Let us pray. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father, for the grace that you've given us, O God, to be alive, O Father. Lord, Father, we thank you because, O God, we know that it is not because of how good we are or how even righteous we are, even if we are striving for that, Lord. But, Lord, we know it is your grace, O God. It is your mercy, Lord, that you've been so merciful to us, Lord. Father, Lord, when we look in our lives, Lord, we know that it has been grace, O God, that mercy has said no in several situations, O God, Father. So we humble ourselves before you, Lord, and we say thank you for bringing us here. Thank you for your servant that you've used this day, O God, to present your word to us, O God, about the sweet-smelling savor of prayer. And Father, Lord, that is our heart's desire, Lord, that no matter the condition that we find ourselves, Lord, that somebody may be here, Lord God, low in sin. Somebody may be here in iniquity. Somebody may be here, just want to give thanks. Somebody may be here, just want to give praise and adoration. And somebody may be here with supplications. And someone may be here with burdens in their heart. Whatever the situation, oh God, Father, Lord, you would tune the right, oh Lord, incense and the right spices, oh God, to that specific individual, that every of us, oh God, will raise to you, Lord, a sweet-smelling savor of prayer, Lord. It's a humble prayer, Lord. We don't want, oh God, Father, Lord, just to give you some mumbled word that we've crammed and that we've rehearsed. No, we want to speak to you, oh God, from our hearts, Lord. And Father, from our hearts, we just want to say we want more of you, Father, Lord. We want more of you in our lives, Lord Jesus Christ. Father, that will solve several of our problems, oh God. It will solve all our issues, oh God, that if we have more of you in our hearts, more of you in our soul, oh God. Father, Lord, make us more faithful to you, Lord. Oh God, make us more humble, oh God. Make us more willing to serve, oh God. Make our hearts softer, oh God. Make our spirit, oh God, lighter, oh Father, Lord God. Give us more of your grace. It's a humble prayer, Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, Lord, we remember our precious brother Barry Coffee, oh God, this time around, oh God, and we remember the church, oh God. Father, Lord, it's a hard situation, oh God. We don't even want to think about this situation much. We don't want to even think of the graphics about around it, oh God. But Lord, we say you are the master of all circumstances, Lord. May you just help these families, Lord Jesus Christ. They will be really grieved at this moment, Lord. They will be really grieved at this hour, Lord Jesus, to see, oh God, their loved one gone in such a way, oh Father, Lord. But Lord, you know about it, Lord, Father, Lord. Before the foundation of the world, you knew about this situation, Lord. Father, we are praying that in this situation, no words would be able to comfort them. But Lord, you are the great comforter, Lord. May you comfort the church, is my humble prayer. May you comfort the families that are involved, is my humble prayer. Oh, may you somehow, oh God, make them, oh God, able, oh God, to produce a sweet-smelling savor of worship, oh God, of adoration to your name, despite the situation, Lord. Father, may you do something for them, oh God, is my humble prayer. And Lord, we pray and we cancel the spirit of death, oh God, Father, Lord God. We put an end to that spirit in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. We say, peace be still in the name of Jesus, oh God. And Father, Lord, may come to the church and to the families, oh God. It's my humble prayer, Lord. And Father, Lord, we remember, oh God, our sister, oh God, Father, Lord Jesus Christ, their colleagues, oh God, our sister Aggie, oh God, Father, Lord God, that have not been paid, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord. You said a laborer is worthy of his wages, Lord, oh God. May you, oh God, grant, oh God, grace, oh God, that they will be remembered, oh God, and they will be paid, oh God, what they are due, oh Father, even compensations that they are due, Lord. May those compensations be paid, is my humble prayer, Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we live in a country where it is not easy to keep things moving without those finances coming in from month to month. It becomes really tough and really tight, oh God. But Father, Lord God, we pray that you will remember them in this time, oh God, Father, Lord. You will, oh Lord, even before the pay comes, may you provide for them supernaturally, Lord Jesus Christ. Is a humble prayer, Lord. And Father, Lord, remember our brother Christoph, oh God. They'll be traveling tomorrow, oh God, going back home, Father. You've used him so much to bless us. You've used him so much, oh God, to be with us, to be a friend, to be a brother, oh God, Lord Jesus Christ.
to sing to your name, Lord, as he's going back, Lord. May he be more of blessing to the church down there, Lord. May he be more of, oh God, a blessing, oh God. May he go back better than he came, oh God. That they will say, oh, we see that you're more on fire for God. You love God more. You're praying more. You're dedicated more. Oh, Father, Lord Jesus Christ. And if you tarry, Lord, may you bring us connected together again, oh God. Father, is our humble prayer. And Father, I remember our brother George, oh God, and his family, Lord. Someone trying to breaking into the house, oh God. Father, Lord, we don't want to think that the kids are scared and how they will be feeling in this hour, feeling if they are not safe and everything, Lord. But Lord, we want them to know that in this situation that you are the great protector, oh God. You are the one that protects us, oh Father, Lord Jesus. It's not the Gadi that protects us, but it is you, oh Father, that protects us, Father, Lord. May you give them calm in their heart to know that Jesus is in the boat, so there is no need to fear, for Jesus is here right now. Father, may you be with them, oh Father, Lord Jesus. And we, oh God, commit the family into your hands, oh God, because they've been of great support to the church of God. And Father, Lord, we pray that the eyes of the evil ones will not see them, is my humble prayer. That, Lord Jesus Christ, you will shield them away from the eyes of the wicked ones, oh God. We know the enemy is never happy, oh Father, Lord Jesus Christ, with us. But Lord God, we know that you are the great protector, Lord. Be with the family, Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Lord Jesus, we commit the moving of the church, oh God, into your hands, oh Father, Lord God. We, oh God, just come to say thank you, Father. There was a time when that was a big prayer here, Lord. And from Friday to Friday, we pray about it. We will be crying about it. Lord, when are we going to move? What day will be the day? What hour will be the hour? But Lord, we can see that you've answered that prayer, Lord. And little by little, slowly but surely, we are getting there day by day, Father, Lord. We are even seeing how you're opening doors, oh God. How you're making provisions, oh Father, Lord God. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father, Lord. We also want to say thank you, oh God, that you put it in the heart of your saints, that through the hands of your saints, oh God, this is being done. We did not look towards any politician out there to do this for us. We didn't look to anybody out there but you've been using your people, Lord. We just want to say thank you, Father. Lord, the final, oh God, steps, oh God, that remains, oh God. Father, we pray that you would, oh God, make everything work out well, Father, Lord. We also commit our moving, oh God, from here, oh God, to the temporary place we're going to be before we move to our main church. Lord, we pray that all this process and everything would go that will go on. May you be with us, oh God. May it be a blessing, oh God, Father, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord. Father, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, as we move along, as we move, oh God, Father, may we be a testimony to the people around. Father, as we go to Charlestown, Lord Jesus Christ, may you connect us with the saints, oh God, down there. The bride of Jesus Christ, that their hearts are already yearning for the gospel. May you somehow connect us to them in the name of Jesus Christ. Around Ireland and most especially in the Charlestown area, Lord. We thank you for these things, oh God. And Father, Lord, we pray for Sunday, Lord. Praying, oh God, that you will be with us, oh God, once again, that you will open up the windows of heaven and that you will shower down your blessings upon us, Lord. Whoever will be preaching, Lord Jesus Christ, may you, oh God, speak, oh God, Father, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, to our hearts, Lord Jesus. We are looking towards, oh God, you, oh God, Father, that you be with the song leader, you be with the musician, you be with the people that at the end of the day will be careful to give you all the praise and glory, Lord. Thank you, Father, for all that you've done for us, Lord Jesus. We are grateful, Lord Jesus. And to you be all the glory, Lord Jesus. Father, if there be anything, oh God, that is in the hearts of the people, as the people raise up their hands, oh God, lifting it up to you as a sign, oh God. Oh God, Father, Lord, we pray, oh God, that whatever need that they have in their heart, whatever request that they have given up to you, whatever be the petition that they have lifted up in their hearts to you, Lord, we pray that you would answer it according to your riches in glory. We pray that you would answer it according to your will, oh Father, Lord. We pray that you will remember your saints, oh God. Even those whispered prayers, oh God. Those prayers that is in their heart that they cannot even form and put in words. But you know that deep down in their heart, this has been a burden in their heart. It has been a concern in their heart. They may not have been able to say it to to anybody. It has been in their heart, locked deep down in their subconscious, and they cannot even find the words to say it. But those whispered prayers and those even, oh God, unsaid prayers, Lord, in their hearts, Lord, may you answer is a humble prayer. May you make a way for your people, Lord. For in Jesus Christ's name we pray with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. 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 God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, brother. God bless you. Amen. 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 Let's ask for Jess to lead us in one as we dismiss. And God bless you, saints. Safe journey home. Meet you on Sunday. Hallelujah. Except for you, bro. You greet the saints there from us. Amen.
That's what I long for, a heart that follows after thee.
You want
a pure heart, that's what I long for, a heart that follows after thee. Sin will not come in, a heart that's undivided, one you and brave, a heart that needs compassion, that pleases you, my Lord, a sweet aroma of worship arises. That's what I long for, a heart that follows after thee.
We want a pure heart,
a pure heart. That's what I long for, a heart that follows after thee. Sin will not come in, a heart that's on.